Another Gemara says, the Yidvorlo have a question like this though. Bailim b'yoyvul sheni ki'achadomi oiloi. According to Rabbi Lester, if you did not redeem it back by the end of the first yoyvul, so Lachmer still stays by Hegdish, and Mela, at the beginning, like to start over again, you can come and redeem it. So the question is, when the Bailim comes to redeem it now by the second yoyvul, what din does he have? Yidvorlo, Bailim b'yoyvul sheni is ki'achadomi, is like somebody else, meaning to say, at the end of the year, will go out of the shul, so go back to the Kanim. Or like, no, maybe he's sitting at the original Steyachuza, and he'll be able to keep it. So Tashima coming here, Pesach says, lo yigoyel, cannot redeem it. Yochai wrote out the seller, and he got Nigel lost, he can't redeem it, he's not going to stay Midda. Talmalay ma'id, it says the word oid, meaning it's like Kumay Shaisa in the girls, you can't redeem it to make you be the bottom completely. When the Gelish at the Elephant, he's stay Midda, but he could redeem it, that should be like you by Yisrael Mikna. The question is, Amos, what are we talking about over here? Amos. So again, the question is, Bryce, Amos, what is the Bryce talking about? You learn if you want to tell me the Yoivul Rishon during the first Yoivul, when you mark the Shear field, if you want to redeem it back. So the question is, am I in the Negelis? Why not? Achuza Nami Heavy, it's your stay Achuza, Vadi, you could redeem it back and keep it. How could the Bryce say, like, Lo Yigur Lloyd, does it happen to say, can't redeem it altogether? Kamash will know. You just can't redeem it to make it become yours completely, but you could redeem it to make it like you feel like you bought it. Sell the pshit of short apostle is talking about the Yevil Sheni. Some of the Yevil Sheni, the Yevil Sheni. Well, the man who we going like over here. Eilu Rebbe Yudav Rebbe Shimon. It goes according to the Rebbe Shimon holds if you're not prayed to it after the first by the first Yevil. So then the Kahanim life goes out to the Kahanim. It doesn't belong to you anyway. So what's the shayla of you being gullit right now? Belongs to the Kahanim. It's their field. Avadi can't be goylet. El alav isn't the price of goyim. Rebbe Lezer going to Rebbe Lezer. They want that if you weren't prayed to it back by the end of the first yovel, it still remains behegdish. And if you want to come now to be prayed to it during the second yovel, you could. El shema mina bailim be yovel shein akachadami. That the chiddush of the pasuk is that when the bailim comes to redeem it after the first yovel, he can only redeem it to be like a stay mikna. Meaning to say that at the end of yovel, of the second yovel, he'll have to give it back to the kahanim. That's right, according to Rebbe Lezer, when you're prayed to it, you're called Ka'achadom and not like the rich in the Bailim. So that's what Tizra, is that a good reasoning, like we had before? Rebbe Yudav, Rebbe Shimon, Hayyad, my Dashi, Bay, what do they do with the Pasuk of Lo Yigur Lloyd? They hold note that after Yovel goes out to the Kahanim. So what do they do with this Pasuk of Lo Yigur Lloyd? And the Rabbi Hochem, I'm talking about Rabbi Hochem, Askinu, Besoda, Sheyotzel, the Kahanim, Yasoda went out to the Kahanim. The Egdisha Kain, the Kain was Makdish, like we had before. But somebody was Makdish's field, and somebody else was Poydirit. That goes to the Kahanim. The Yosel Balam Mifka, the Balam come to be Poydirit right now. Again, so Sakut Atechemir, I would have thought to say, Le Tifrik, that he cannot be Poydirit, Shetahei Kisad Mikna, that he cannot even be Poydirit like Shviyas the Mikna, or since he was not Poydirit the first Yovel, he cannot be Poydirit anymore. By this time, like we had before, the Pasuk says, Oid. Lo yigoyel oid means le kamoi shoyse and the girls. You can't be girlet the way it was before. Meaning to say that now you pray to it, you don't become the complete bailim. It's not considered like your stay achuzer anymore. Since it went out to the condom, since somebody else was girlet in between. Avon the gelish at the elephant of kastay mikna. But if you want to be prayed to it right now, you could be prayed to it. And you'll be able to keep it until yovel. It'll be like a regular stay mikna field that you bought. I have Tanya being a proof of this. It says, Yoshev HaSodeh, Lashek Kuneyim Ito, you're supposed to return the field for the one you bought it by. By Yovel, like a stay mikness, part of the son that you bought. And then it becomes Yovel, you have to return it back. Yoshev HaSodeh, I want to say, Yachsel Gizbo Shalokha Menu, that if you bought it off the Gizbo, you have to return it to them. Talmudem, the passage says, Lashek Lo Yachuz HaSorus, to the one that had the Achuzah, the original Achuzah on it. Yeah. So that time there was a pasuk saying so la shekaneyu, that means soda sheyotzo lekahanim. A soda that went out to the kahanim, meaning to say somebody was makdish his teyachuza, and then somebody else was goyelit. So lachur is by yevul goes back to the kahanim. Or mochur a kain, now a kain sold it to somebody. Vegdisha, that person was makdish it. Vegdish lekeach. Vegolach, when somebody else was goyelit, not for makdish. Is Yochai would have thought to say tax the bottom of Rishon goes back to the original owner? Talmud Leimanola Shekuneyu. He goes back to this coin that you bought it from. And like we had before, the Yitzchak Lemitov. We need both Sukkah, Yitzchak Lemichtov. lo yigoyel oi v'yitzach l'michtav l'asher k'nayil tikos v'achamona lo yigoyel the loy kohodra klala doesn't go back to the Bible at all, it stays by Hegdish. And therefore kos v'achamona l'asher k'nayil because of Achmonu Asher Kuneyu, the Leki Yoyu Bailam Dume, the Bailam is not coming to be part of it over here. Avlok of another case, the Yoyu Bailam Dume, where the Bailam did come to be part, he came to give money to it. After it went out already to somebody else, to take him Biyadayu, maybe which is staying in his Rishus, because of Achmonu no Leyi Girl Oid. Leyi Girl means he can't redeem it anymore to be like a Steyachuza. Because of Achmonu Sam Leyi Girl, Leyi Kosovor just said Leyi Girl, instead of the word Oid. Having not worth thought to say, let Tifre Klal, you can't be part of it at all. Since you lost your chance once, you can't give another chance anymore. It's Klas Rachmon again, Oid. Look at my Shoy son in the Gaza. You can't redeem it, that should become yours, to be yours, the Achuza. Abu Negelish, the Elephone, if you stay in you could be part of it, just like a stay in you could hold on to it, I'll call upon him until Yevil. So I call upon him, you have no proof, what will be the Lach according to Rabbi Lezer Shita? That again, according to Rabbi Lezer, when you mark this, you feel. Yestachuza, if you are not prayed by Yovel, does not come out to the Kohanim, it stays by Hegdish. So Shaul is now after the first Yovel, if you want to go and be prayed now, what din do you have? Are your mama still like the original Bailim, like a stay Miknit, like a stay Achuza? Or maybe no, you're like an Acha, now it'll only be to you until Yovel stay Miknit. Someone says, Toshima, it sounds like this, Reb Lezer Weimer, Go'alo Bailim b'yoyvul shen. If the Bailim would even by the second yoyvul, yoytzel the kind of b'yoyvul, it goes out to the kind of b'yoyvul. It says clearly that after the first yoyvul, even though it stays behegdish, when the Bailim comes now to be poiderit, it's not considered anymore k'stei achuzo, that he should keep it li'erlam, but rather it's only considered like a stei mikna. And therefore he only holds on to it until yoyvul, then it goes out to the kind of. Oh, ma'alei revinu rashi, revinu sabat rashi. Ho'anan, us, leitanan hoch, we did not learn like this. We learned that Reb Lezer Weimer, Eina kanam nechnos le'tzoichi yachig lenu achar, the kanam did not go into it, get it at all, until somebody else was going it. And you're telling us now, even if he himself was going it, after the first year, he would also go to the kanam. Oh, my life, the answer back to him like this is no kasha. I tell you, Bailin, the yoivul sheni, again, when the first Bailin that was marked the shit, was not played with the whole first yoivul. After the first year, well, that's when he goes to be pointed with the Lochariz, his Kachadami, he's considered like an Achadami. And that's Takaz Alocha, that when he's pointed with right now, he keeps them to Yoivul and not more. Then he goes to the Kahanim. And Ikadiyami, some say, Reb Lezer, and Lezer says, Go Allah be Yoivul Shaini, if you go good with be Yoivul Shaini, is a no Yos Lakhanim be Yoivul. It doesn't go out to the Kahanim anymore by Yoivul. Omri Ravin Ravashi, I, Afan, he says, Afan, well, he could be Amin Rakab Lezwa, you know, Gola B'Yevul Sheini, it does not go back to the kind of B'Yevul. Omri Ravin Ravashi, Afan, Amin, Tinu, we just learned like this. If Lezwa, you know, ain't a kind of the Chosim Teichoi, Achig Lenu Achar, until somebody else is being prayed to it. But Mashma, if the first Bailam was prayed to it, he keeps it. So according to this Pshat, not like we said before, according to this Pshat, according to Rab Lezwa, that when the Bailam is good with Be'yevul Sheini, they keep it. Imam stands like a Steachuzah, does not go back to the Kanim. On this, and that Chuzah Raya, it only goes to Kanim if somebody else was paid with, none of the Bailam. Or Malay said back to no, could be there's no proof to this chat. Even my sister, for now, Mishnah, even I would have to say, Bailam Be'yevul Sheini Ki Achadami, that maybe the Bailam is considered like an Achadami. So the Bailam is paid with after the second Yevul, or after the first Yevul, it does go back to the Kanim. Kamash Mullah, no. That could be the Chiddush Raviyah. So we get to the two Pshat and two Ikad Yamris. What is the Pshat Reb Lezer? Again, according to Reb Lezer, he holds when the first Bailam was marked, he says, Teachuza. If he was not prayed with by Yevul, does not go to the Kohanim. So he could still be prayed with after Yevul. That's the Shal, though, is he could still like an Achadomi, like a Stei Nikna, where he has to give it back to the Kohanim by Yevul, the second Yevul. Or maybe no, since he's still the original first Bailam, when he's prayed with now, even after the first Yevul, he can keep it li'erlum. So it's two ikadiyamis. Now the Mishnah says, Halakeyach sodim meyoviv is a son. Why is the field off his father? So right now it's called the stay mitna by the son. Umeis aviv, then the father dies. So who now he gets up to see Yerusha. V'yachkach edisha, then he's makdish the field. So the question is, how is this field now? Is it called the stay mitna or stay achuza? So the Mishnah says, Areyik stay achuza. Yes, it's considered like a stay achuza. And therefore, if he's part of it, he keeps it li'erlam. What's going to be Higdish? He was Makdashit first. V'yachakach Mesaviv. So when he was Makdashit, he only had it because he bore it off his father. And then his father died. As a rei, he could say the Mikneh. It's only still like a stay Mikneh. Because when he would go bust the Shas Higdish, when he was Makdashit, he only had it because he bore it off his father. Therefore, if he's Poydrit, he only keeps it until Yevil and not more. Dibur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Harei, Kestechuzah, no, still like Kestechuzah, that if he's perjured, he keeps it Le'olam. Shnei Pasuk says, in Misadim Miknosai, when do you have the special offer that you lose it? Or by Yevil, only if it's a field that you bought. And it says clearly the Pasuk, Asher Loi Mestechuzosai, that's not from your Stechuzah. That means Sadi Shein Ruya Liya Stechuzah has to be a field that never belonged to your father, that's not fit for it to be a Stechuzah by you. But Yotzei Tzuva goes out this field, even though you bought it off your father, and you were Makdashit B'Shas, you only bought it, still, she really is Ste'achuzah. This is a field that was fit at that time to become a Ste'achuzah. Like it is your father's field, and everybody knows when your father dies, you're yashin it. So therefore, it has luck of the Ste'achuzah, and you could redeem it and keep it there. Now the Mishnah says, stay Mikneh, so that you bought of somebody else, and then you're Makdashit. Same the Yetzel Kanan B'Yevil does not go to the Kanan B'Yevil, but rather goes back to the original person you bought it off. But that's the klal, Sheinodim Makdash Dover Sheinu Shaloi. Like if it's a field that you bought, if you buy a field with somebody, you only have a Mechir until Yevil. But Yevil, you have to give it back to that Bailam. So now when you go to be Makdashit, you can only be Makdashit as much as you own. You only own it until Yevil, you can't be Makdashit more than Yevil. The other Mishnah ends off, HaKahanim V'Halaviyim Makoyim Olevi is the Makdishin Le'olam. They can be Makdish their field anytime they want. And even on Yevil, they can be Makdish it anytime they want. For a Goyalim Le'olam, they could also be paid to the field anytime they want. Be'en Lefnei Yevil, Be'en Le'yachu Yevil. Whether it's before Yevil or after Yevil, they could do it. I tell you, Rashi says, the Goyalim Le'olam in Din Higdish Koyin, Kaki Rishosai, is Goyal Afil Le'yachu Yevil, even after Yevil, they could still be paid with their Siv, Gulas Oilam Tidul Levim. I've saw that it was Stachuzah by them. Any time they want, they could go ahead and be part of it. Now the Gemara says, "Tell me about one like this." Minayin, how do we know to say the Lakeach Sodim Miyovit? If you buy your field off your father, Vigdisha, and then you Makdish it before your father dies, the Yachakach Meisovim, and then your father dies. So the Chur Minayin, how do we know to say Shetel Lefonik Stachuzah that it should be considered like a Stachuzah, even though all right, a turnover, continue on the other side. And again, the Gemara says like this, turn around button. Minayin harwanotis sedul akeach sodom yob. If you buy a field of your father, Vegdisha, then the son is Makdashit right now, when he only has the Bateras and Mechira, so say Meknam. Fiachakach may sodom, then the father dies. Minayin harwanotis say, Shetel the son of a shri by the son, Kisteachuz, like Ramas, like he was Makdashit, Kisteachuz, and he could be prayed and keep the Elam. Talmud, the Pasuk says, only a field that can never be a Stachuzah. But Yotze Tzuzah goes out this field, it is fit to be a Stachuzah. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. He dashes for this way. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir, or Meir says that Minayin, how do we know if you say the Lakeach Sodom Yehuda, you buy a field of your father? Or Meir Sodom, your father dies. The father dies first. And then the son is Makdashit. Even though right now really he yashened it, but still I would have thought and swore to say that since you first bought it, it's considered to stay Mikneh still. Minayin, how do we know to say no? Even this is considered to stay Achuzah? Tamalei midash in the pot, it says, V'imizdei miknosoim, ha-shalem mistadei achuzosoim. That means, sadei shein, sadei achuza. Only a field that will never be, that's not a sadei achuza right now. You have to the zoo, it goes out this field, she's sadei achuza right now. So, mei midash in the pot, only in this case, where the son, true, bought off his father first, and then the father died. So still in small, according to Rav Meir, I would have thought to say that since she first bought it, it's always still the same mikna. See, if you Makdish it later, I would have thought to say it only is called like a Stei Mikneh. Kamash and the Pasuk, no, this field right now is considered a Stei Achuzah since your father died. Kamash and the Kohen Trev Yehuda Nebishim, you do not need a Pasuk for this case. You only need a kate, you only need a postek where you were marked the ship before your father died. And then your father died. Tomorrow says, Lema, let's say, the argument this far about Kamiflagi. For Rabbi Meir, so of our Kenyan Peiris, Kenyan Agufdomi, Rabbi Meir holds, our Kenyan Peiris is Tzibach Kenyan Agufdomi. Therefore, when the son first bought it off his father, it's really only a Kenyan Peiris, because it goes back by Yevil. But that's called a Kenyan Agufdomi, so it's still like the son owns it right now. If so, later when the father dies, I would have thought to say it doesn't get a new name on it. It remains with the first ownership of his name Mikna. So I need a prophet to say no, it gets a new name, as say Achuza, since your father died before you amassed the shit. But Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon said, but they held no. Kinyan Peiris, not Kinyan Agufdomi. When you have a Kinyan Peiris in the field only, it's not called Kinyan Agufdomi. So when you first bought it off your father, it's not called like you really own it. You only have a Kinyan Peiris. Well, out of that, then it should have went back to your father by Yevil. Now when your father dies, it becomes yours completely. So Pshita, Tchal, Hashem on this field now, you have an ownership, but it's a Steachuza. And so I don't need a Pasuk that says it's called like a Steachuza. I only need a Pasuk then where you marked the shit first and then the father died. So maybe this is the Machlokes. Someone says no. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, B'yama could be all over the Rav Shimon, Rav Yudah, also they agree. Kinyan Peiris, maybe Yitzchak, Kinyan Agufdomi, but they also agree. That's the Machlokes.